Well, guys, we have some good things to talk about and some bad things to talk about.
Let's talk about the good things.
We're not, because I don't like that method. We're going to talk about the bad things.
Does any of it involve me?
Yes. Yes, it does, Timmy.
We're replacing you.
guys, this is my last episode.
I'm firing you. You don't pay me. So, one of the things was that we've been doing some things wrong, which, coming from first edition into second edition, is bound to happen. One of the major ones, which to me wasn't an issue because a lot of it was just sort of flavorful, was we were doing detect magic wrong, or detect magic and then discovering the magic item and all that. So Kelly and I were talking about this over text. So the turns go like this. You detect magic in one instance, and then I give you a yes or no, whether or not you have detected magic in that area. Then after that, you use detect auras, which will actually give you the precise location.
Read aura,
which will give you the precise location of those magic items.
Read aura is you have to actually be holding the item. You have to, it doesn't, read aura, you need to be holding the magic item. And it'll tell you yes magic or no magic.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you concentrate on, like, a sword.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, then you need to actually use the identify skill or action in order to figure out what it is.
So, like, arcana, religion, occult?
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, we've been doing it a little loosely. Honestly, it sort of just sped up the play. So, I'm not upset with it, but if we want to keep to the rules, we got to do it like that. So I got the rules up here, so we're gonna we'll keep it there.
Well, I just like with the knowledge, with the recalling knowledge, is there's critical fails, successes, and then there's critical successes. So
yeah, so
determining what a magic item does won't always be super clear, which I actually really like.
Yeah, we were talking about this over text when he was telling me about how the rules are supposed to go, and critical success is like you know exactly what it is, you even know the name, you know everything about it. Critical failure is hilarious because it says you get inaccurate information.
Ooh.
And I can't wait for you guys to critically fail on trying to figure out what a magical item is.
Oh, you found a wand of healing. You cast Fireball on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, let me just heal you, burning hands. Oh, shit.
I think it's a positive channel, right?
So one of the other things was poor old Timmy here has been using his Divine Lance incorrectly.
Yes. I'm only supposed to lance the chaotic.
Yes.
And no one else.
So explain why that is there, Timmy.
So alignment damage works that it only affects the alignment of the opposite type. And because Abadar is only a lawful neutral, I can only cast a Divine Lance as lawful, and that only affects chaotic. If I was following like a good deity, then I could cast a good Divine Lance that would affect bad or evil creatures. But alas. So now I have to be very choosy with who I throw my Divine Lances at.
Mm. That's true. To sort of aid in this, do you have a detect alignment ability to in order to figure out if you can affect someone with Divine Lance?
Let me see my spells, but I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, look at that, because that might actually help, because you might be able to just like detect alignment, and then that will decide what you do for the rest of the combat with those creatures.
Oh my gosh, detect alignment is a first level spell. I'd have to spend a first level spell to find out if they're, to find out the different auras.
And you can cast a cantrip on them?
No, there's no cantrip for that.
Well, no. Damn. But you use a first level spell to detect their alignment and then use the Divine Lance cantrip.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, yeah, but still.
So, I mean, it kind of evens out, but it does feel a little like if you use detect alignment and then you can't use Divine Lance, it feels kind of bad.
Or I could
just feels, sorry, go ahead.
Or I could just use my crossbow, which is a 1d8.
That's true. You could just chunk him with a crossbow bolt.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see more of Adelar's archery skills now.
Yeah, it just those first level spells just seem too valuable to waste on Divine Lance.
Yeah, I mean, I got some pretty good level one spells. I'm hopefully gonna be able to use.
Yeah. And speaking of using cool stuff, level two.
Woo!
You guys hit level 2. This is the first time we have leveled up Pathfinder 2nd Edition characters. So I want to go around the table and talk about what cool things you got. Just as a baseline, pretty much a lot of things go up by 1 because a lot of proficiencies are your proficiency level plus your actual level. So I don't talk about that, but talk about some cool things that you got. So let's go around the table. Mark, what did Elk get?
I'm not prepared. No, I'm just kidding.
You better.
I am prepared. So it's first time playing a ranger, so I don't have to deal with any spells or any of that jargon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But for one thing, in second edition, I'm kind of amazed how much HP I got. So that's a nice level up. But I took one, I believe they're feats. I'm probably going to be wrong on that. But one feat that I did pick was Hunted Shot.
Okay.
Which allows me to take 2 actions on the turn, but it gives me a +2 circumstance bonus, and if someone's in concealment, it goes through that.
Whoa. That's actually huge.
That's real big.
Yeah, that's really good.
Except the one thing, it does take 2 actions, so I better hit that. But the way I'm playing my character is he's trying to do, like, one shot, one kill.
Yeah,
Otherwise, it's like a waste of arrows, because it's like, okay, I hit again, 1 damage. Mm. Like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is pretty good. And the other one I took was, if I can remember, it's like Cat's Grace, I believe, which it allows me to take fall damage. If anything, it's more than 10 feet, it's pretty much negated.
Oh, wow.
So I don't take damage if I fall 10 feet.
That's awesome.
And then it levels up with Expert and
it goes up. That's kind of cool because a lot of people...
Can't fall. That's what it was.
Catfall.
I was close.
A lot of people... falling damage doesn't happen enough for people to really think about it, but falling damage hurts a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As we saw with the fight with the Gralodon, or ooh, before the Gralodon.
Ah, the Dave.
Adalar took a lot of damage. Yeah, granted, he fell from the top, so, like, you know. Yeah. But
because it's saying in the text, it's like, treat falls is 10 feet shorter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then once you're an expert, it treats 25 feet shorter.
Whoa.
And then if you're a master in acrobatics, it's 50 feet shorter.
50. Oh, imagine falling 50. Imagine falling,
oh, good.
Yeah. Imagine us as regular humans falling 10 feet without taking any damage.
Yeah.
If I fell 10 feet on my back, I would be like, oh, shit.
Except this is like 50 feet. Like, just pretend that, like, I fall and then I just combat roll at the very end. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
don't worry
up,
about it.
You're fine. Yeah. And then everyone just watches this elf just like, didn't you just fall 50
feet? Don't worry about it.
No, I didn't.
It's all good.
I definitely didn't. You're like a cat when a cat falls. You just like get up and act like it didn't happen.
Turn around in midair, land all 4 feet.
Yeah.
And the only other thing is with Skalt, he just levels up kind of like regular.
Okay, so
all this
just static bonuses.
Yeah, static bonuses for now.
Cool.
Until much later he gets better.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, it's fairly easy to level up rangers in this. I love it.
Well, all right. And Elk got some cool stuff. What about Sir Benson?
Benson got a bit tankier, which is nice. We also figured out we have not been using the shield quite right, so we're going to adjust that.
Yeah.
But that does make me tankier.
Yes, so yes, it does. Yeah.
I also took the hefty hauler feat, so my bulk was increased by 2.
Nice.
And, I can't remember. Vengeful Oath. So now I can cast Divine, or Lay on Hands, to do good damage instead of just heal.
Yep. Whoa. Yeah, so now, now he can bitch slap criminals and deal 6 good damage.
Sick.
Cool. So, that was all for Benson. Yeah, leveling you up was easy. I remember that.
Yeah, well, I was kind of conflicted with taking the good damage, but it's kind of like a magic missile idea. It's guaranteed damage.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yep, as long as you... Yeah, I mean, it's 6 damage flat. You don't have to roll for it and everything like that, so...
Is it a touch attack, or some sort of, like, attack?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. It's a ranged... Or is it a ranged touch attack?
It should just be, like, a regular, like touch attack. It should be an unarmed attack.
Unarmed attack,
but,
yeah.
I mean, he's a paladin. He can he can hit pretty well.
Yeah. He's a champion.
Yeah.
Champion.
No, he's off good. He's a paladin.
Oh, okay. So,
know your stuff, Mark.
I'm not his class, so I don't care.
Yeah. Get schooled.
That's fair. Timmy.
So, Adalar, he got a feat, and the feat is called Holy Castigation. And
cool.
I know. So basically, so cool. When I do my my three channel heal or any any heal.
Any
heal that I do, I can hurt devils and demons for damage.
Whoa. Not just undead.
Not just undead.
Nice.
So that's really good.
Yeah. I've expanded the types of monsters that I can use my heal to hurt. And guess what? If I do like a burst, like a channel, I heal and hurt at the same time.
That's cool.
Yeah. That might be the perfect feat for this campaign.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about it because I was debating between a couple feats. One that I'll get later, so I won't mention. But I settled on Holy Castigation because I was like, okay, this place is called Hell Knight Hills, so there's probably going to be some more devils around.
There might be some more, yeah.
And I know, Adelar is probably like, oh, I need to, you know, use my energy to like hurt these guys, so he's like, Abaddon, give me strength, and Abaddon's like, I got you.
That went really well with those skeletons.
I got you, fam.
The skeletons, don't remind me.
I was just
he's learned. He did
that. I keep thinking back to that, and I'm just thinking of like, what if you channeled and just rolled like a one, like that's minimum? True. You're like, I got this, and you're like, oh no.
When the tank wants you to get somewhere, move your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate because Adelar had a great idea. He was going to channel. Yeah. He was going to hit all of those things. They happened to go first.
Yeah.
And that's when initiative matters.
Yeah.
And that's why it matters so bad, because it would have been badass for Adelar just to negate that fight immediately. Mm-hmm. It would have been so badass.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it went the other way.
Instead, they jumped him into the dead crew.
He walked into our new band, the Blunder of Skeletons, that we call
Skeleton Blunder.
Skeleton Blunder.
And finally to Kezra. With Kezra, I want you all to go into your mind's eye for a second. I want you guys to see a country manor on the outskirts of a small town not far from Talador's capital, Opara. It is a warm spring day with some passing, puffy clouds. A courier rides through the gate and up the walk, dismounting next to a sign that reads, Bolton Manor. He knocks at the door and is greeted by a servant. Good day. I have a few letters for Lord Bolton today from Opara, and I have one that appears to be from across the inner sea, from Marab, I believe. Yes, this must be the potions for Master, thank you. You'd better get back to town. It looks like some rain could be rolling in. Yes, I have one more step, but I think I can beat the rain. Good day. The courier leaves, and the servant takes and delivers Lord Bolton's mail. He then leads up to the stairs in the manor, heads down a long hall and knocks on a door in the corner of the house.
Yes, come in. It's open.
He opens the door to a fragrant room, slightly steaming from a kettle boiling over a small fireplace. A finely dressed Kezra sits at a long workbench in the window with his back to the door. A letter for you, sir. Shall I leave it at your end table? I believe it is from your hometown.
No, I'll take it.
Kezra gets up and walks across the room.
Very good, sir. Oh, and Lord Bolton would like to speak with you when you have a moment.
Of course. I'll take my mail and I'll be down in a minute.
Very good. The servant leaves and Kezra has a seat back at his workbench and opens the letter.
Dear Father, I was pleased to receive your previous letter, and thank you for the money. It was most helpful. I am happy that you found employment in Talador. It seems that they are treating you well. I hope you are treating them well and kind. The shop is doing well. Cyril and I seem to have calmed things down with the guild since the incident. Though we are still on a tight leash. I'm not sure Cyril is quite ready for you to visit anytime soon, but I would like to see you. I hope you are finding your place in the world, Father. I know you're capable of great things, but you've never let anyone help you. Please do stay out of trouble. Write often. With love, Lana.
Kezra then tucks the letter into his coat, puts out a flame on the workbench, and heads downstairs to find Lord Bolton. He finds Bolton taking his breakfast with his master of arms, Tychus. Ah, Kezra, come, have a seat. Kezra sits down at the table with him.
How's your day today, my lord?
Well enough. Kezra, you have been serving as my potions master for nearly half a year, is that correct?
I think that is correct, yes.
And would you say you have served me faithfully during this time?
Of course, Lord Bolton, of course.
Coming from Luvia, your reputation was obvious. To have tonics made from that region is a big deal for me. Things really seem to have been working out with you here. And I have really enjoyed you working in the house. Then suddenly two guards holding boxes enter the room accompanied by someone Kezar hadn't seen before. He quickly realized the boxes were filled with his potions and work tools.
Kezar shoots up. What is the meaning of this?
Kezra, this is Jamie. He is a fellow alchemist I ran into a few days back when I made my trip to Alpara. I told him of all of your work and how you are from Thuvia, how you have brought many of your secrets and tricks of alchemy from the famed city of Barab.
I was most impressed with you, Master Kezra. That is until Lord Bolton let me take a look at some tonics he had on his person at the time. When he handed them to me, I thought it was some sort of joke, you see.
Kezra stands up, but at that moment Tychus' sword was drawn and at his throat.
Lord Bolton, I don't know what he's talking about. My potions are good. I've served you well, have I not?
Lord Bolton stands up and faces Kezra immediately. Oh, Kezra, you are a clever man, but your time is up and you've conned me for the last time. Lord Bolton punches Kezra in the stomach as the two guards grab him and pin him down on the table. Dishes go spilling everywhere. Lord Bolton then grabs an iron from the fire and holds it just above Kezra's face. You have done well to earn your con so far, but you will never cheat in Tal'Dorei ever again. Bolton presses the thief's brand into Kezra's forearm, leaving a hideous scar. Then the guards drag him out into the yard, and the doors close, no. And Kezra screams. So Kezra, how's your level 2 level up?
Going great, I'm still alive.
Oh my gosh, I'm surprised you lived through that. He could have killed you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I am going to keep a little bit of my level up a surprise.
Okay.
But I will give you my skill feat.
Excellent.
I took alchemical crafting.
Oh, on par with the story we just heard.
Because there's interest with all of the potions and antidote ingredients and arsenic that we found throughout the Hell Knight Hill so far. All makes sense now.
He's going to be our good dealer.
Yeah, and there was a hint at some of this during some dialogue. If all of our listeners want to go back. Yeah. But, little hint at it. But we have a little bit of insight to Kezra's background and where he comes from. And well, there was quite a bit in there, actually.
Mm-hmm. And to add on to that, Adelar also took Bargain Hunter for his skill feat. So as you can imagine...
So you just harass random merchants in town.
Oh, God. I'll be like, get your elixirs. Oh,
my God. When we were reading the skill feats and we saw Bargain Hunter, when we were leveling up Adelar, we were like, yes. A skill feat that literally helps you just haggle shit down and sell your shit overpriced.
We're gonna be shilling mineral water outside of the...
Hell Knight Hill.
Yeah.
Hell Knight Hill mineral water.
the best part is that Breacher would love it because they love craftsmen.
you'll cure the demon in you.
So you guys...
Well, first I want to do something.
Yeah.
So I was messing around with certain things at work. And so...
Booth.
I'm doing some prototypes.
Ooh.
Of
So explain what these are, Mark, for our listeners at home.
So these basically are... Oh, and here's yours.
Ah, thank you.
Neato.
Thank you.
So these are just engravings that I've been working on. I'm trying to get the pattern down, so I was just using the sample of the gods that you use.
This is amazing, man.
Oh my gosh, this is cool. Incredible.
I just have to figure out how to properly do it, and then eventually... Because the programs I'm using are a little bit testy.
Okay.
Depending on how I use paths, mm-hmm. And so it might try to say, okay, everything's going. You're like, no, I just want this, but it's not as intuitive.
So, what are these made out of?
This is just like a basic plastic engraving stock. So it's like you see the white, and then but the very thin veneer of like black on top.
Gotcha. So these are all plastic engraved symbols of the deities that we follow.
Yeah, so like
and Pathfinder,
Calistrius.
There will be pictures on the Instagram.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. Yeah,
this is incredible.
And Mark, if these are prototypes, these are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I have to like try to get it because then if after a while I'll be able to actually buy more.
Gotcha.
For it, and as long as I make sure everything's correct with the files, like the measurements and all that stuff, because right now I don't have a border to make perfect circles exactly.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was trying to think of like, well, it'd be easy. Oh, symbols. And then I got the Adalars. I was like, God.
Avatar symbol's so cool.
It's cool, but it's like...
But it's not a circle.
Yeah. The circle probably would have been more effective if I took away the bomb, but the key is, you know, pivotal. And Iomidae is...
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw...
That's badass. That's fantastic.
So cool.
Yeah, we're gonna post these on the Instagram when this episode comes out.
So. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Kick ass.
I said I was just trying to get something like planned.
Awesome.
But once I get it down to a science, I can buy more.
Yeah. This would be awesome. Well, cool. After that, now we have something to put on our desk or wherever you want, man. These are awesome. Neat little engravings, but. On to the Citadel All-Terrain Vaults, as they are called. So you go into this hallway. You travel for a little while. As you're walking, Elk, Helbo holds you back for a second, and she's like,
Hey, you walk with animals, yes?
Yes, well, I do one. Oh, as you see right here, I do.
Well, I wanted to tell you about... the Bumblebrusher mascot down there.
The mascot?
Yes, her name is Big Bumble.
Now you piqued my interest. Now what is this Big Bumble?
Well, she is a bear.
Ah, okay.
Huh.
Well, okay, I should...
It's a cute name.
Yeah, well, okay. What happened was we attempted to get a mascot as for our tribe, and... Well, it ate a few of us.
Oh, no kidding.
How big is this bear?
It's big.
Ah.
It's very big. But please be nice to it. It is our friend.
Oh dear. Okay. I will see what I can do. When was the last time you visited this? Bumble, right? Bumble.
Big Bumble. Big Bumble. Oh, well, we have been the top of Citadel Terrain now for weeks.
What does it eat? If how long is it? So it's been starving down here.
I mean, maybe.
Oh dear, you cannot have any animals. Okay. Right. So she's speaking to me in Goblin, probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, so nothing to worry about, guys. Don't worry about it.
What shouldn't we be worrying about, Alec?
Don't worry about it. So, she says they have a mascot down here, and its name is Big Bumble.
Well, isn't that cute?
It's a bear.
Oh.
And it's been down here for weeks, as she's been saying, and I don't know what's down here, so has it been eating? It could be dead. It could be...
There's a fair chance the animal's dead, then.
But bears. Bears aren't...
Was it a bear or a bugbear?
Oh, it was a big brown bear.
It was a brown bear.
And what does she want us to do with this bear?
Don't kill it.
Ah.
Mm. Be nice to it, she says.
Well, let's...
let's be on the lookout.
Adelar's going to look in his bag and remember that we collected some rations from the kitchen, so...
That is true, yeah. I think it was like eight pieces of rations. Yeah.
So I take those out of my little sack and I give them to... Elkwood, yeah. I said, well, this is for when we inevitably find Big Bumble.
Said, I don't have a good feeling about this at all.
I don't either.
Now we have to look for Winnie the Pooh down here.
Said, a big brown bear. Well, and then he's all turned back to, her. I will do what I can. We have some food, so hopefully we can...
Oh, good. It. Yes, well, what we did was, when it ate a few of our... Goblin brethren.
Oh, it also ate some of her brethren, so...
We barricaded it in a room and decided that that was a success, and we've just been feeding it from behind the wall.
Lady, I swear,
call Peter.
Even Peter has nothing on this. we will do what we can.
Thank you. Big Bumble is just, she is a friend.
A friend. Got it. Okay. Now, just wait up here and we'll do what we can.
Thank you.
Benson is confused.
So, you guys make your way down.
Where? Do you remember which room?
Yes, I believe it is in the northern section.
Oh, geez, that helps. Is there a check I can roll to make sure that she's not just, like, bullshitting? Like, she goes, I don't remember.
Yeah, go and roll a perception for to see if she's just lying to you.
Oh,
well, wouldn't it be deception?
It actually is a perception.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it said in the book, it actually said perception at one point, so.
I rolled a 12.
So. Okay, so you think she's honest. And because you speak goblin, you know not many goblins lie about things either.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Yes. They're all personality. They have no reason to lie.
Yeah. Or otherwise, you'd probably see it really fast.
Yep.
So, and I would relay that information. She says it's somewhere in the north. So let's do keep a quick lookout and be stealthy this time. Yep. We don't want any attraction to... You know, if we hear a roar, we'll just run back upstairs.
And I think we have reason to believe there might be cultists down here, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it gives me ideas, but yes.
Fed frog people?
Yes, wasn't it? There was, last time we heard, it was some... Yeah, I can't...
Yeah, remember. The goblins told Benson it was frog people.
Yeah, frog.
All right, I assume I cannot see any more down here.
No, it is extremely dark.
Yeah. So Adelar pulls out a copper and lights it up.
All right. So as you are walking through this narrow corridor, it opens up to a long hallway. Benson, you feel a hand on your shoulder, and it's Alok, and he's like,
"Oh, Jason,
hey, good buddy, how you doing?
Listen, friend, there's no one else I'd rather traverse this dungeon with than you.
Then let's forge ahead."
Yeah. Elk is going to be right behind him and like percepting. He'll stealth up a little bit further, but be stealthing the entire time.
Gotcha.
Just perceptions.
So it opens up to a long hallway from what you can tell. Adelar's your coin only goes out 30 feet, is that correct?
20 feet. And 20 feet. I'm giving it to the person who's up front.
Okay, gotcha. So Benson's holding this coin up, and it goes out 20 feet, and it...
Actually, if it's, I might as well just light up Benson's shield then.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, so Benson's shield is shining with the light of Avatar, and it is it's shining a good bit, but only 20 feet, and this hallway definitely goes beyond that.
Well, then I'll just slowly start moving up.
Okay, as you start walking forward, you hear something in the back of the hallway echo. And it sounds like
there's
two gigantic birds come flying at you.
What?
Oh man.
Everyone roll me initiative.
Goblins?
Birds.
Goblin birds.
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
I was ready.
Jesus.
I was ready as well.
going around the table, I'm gonna go the other way this time. Kezra.
6.
Awesome. Adelar.
11.
11. Very nice. Timmy, can you give me some music, please?
Oh, yeah.
Benson.
20.
Good. And Elkwood.
24.
24. Ooh. Wow. Look at you guys.
I was ready. I was right there, man.
Yeah, you were right there. So these massive birds come up. They have a... fantastic plumes on their head. They look really out of place for being down here.
Lovely plumage.
So let me go ahead and pull up a picture of these things for you.
Are they like flying right up or like flying?
Oh, they're flying in to attack you. Yes.
Okay, look. I'm not sure if they were like fly by attack and gone.
We set them free. They can go outside.
Be free, friends.
Oh, why?
So these birds look like this.
Oh, I saw clips.
As they come into the light, you realize that they have beautiful color and plumage on them.
Oh, I can make so many cool arrows with that.
Are they small?
These birds...
Large.
Jeez. That would be horrifying. How would they fit down the hallway side by... Like, they couldn't do a side by side.
No, they're medium. They're the size of a person.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah,
so they're like... Big neon-y looking peacock things with that.
Yeah.
They're those Martians from Bugs Bunny. Remember those?
Oh,
Take a Glow in the Dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Giant birds. Giant
plumage.
Neon-y birds.
Oh.
So these birds fly up and attack you. Going first is Elkwood.
All right. Oh, jeez. So Elkwood is going to immediately hunt prey on them as one action.
All right.
And second action, he's going to shoot the one right in front of Kezra. Yeah.
All right.
The one. Yeah, the one actually. Yeah, well, actually, the one in Kezra's. I'll, shoot
that
one. And
they both get a little cover, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yep. All right, so go ahead and take a shot.
Yeah, because an action for nature. I just want to shoot these things right now. Damn. That's only a 10.
That does not hit.
Yeah, so he's going to command third to command Skull to rush and attack the one in front of Kezra. So he's going to be move him behind that bird. Yeah, so flanking. So Kezra will be flanking now?
Yeah.
But that was one action to have him move.
Okay.
And also found this out, animal companions only get two actions.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Darn. And he's just going to attack. Oh, that would be a... Crap. Gotta get my sheet. Ah, so a 18?
An 18 does not hit.
Oh, shit. Okay. Huh. That's it for me, then.
Oh, wait, you were flanking? Hold on. Yeah. Oh, then yes. Yes, that was a hit. My bad.
Okay. Yep. So that hits. All right. So that's a 1d4. 1d8, sorry. 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Chomp. Not bad.
Woo! With a chomp right on its, like...
It's a hearty smack.
Yeah.
Thigh. Right on its thigh bone.
Excellent.
It was that wing, yo.
Okay. Nice bite from a sculpt there. After that, it comes to Sir Benson.
All right, so look at the map here real quick, Jake.
Uh-huh.
Is that accurate? Or are they right up on us?
They're right up on you.
Okay. Well, then Benson will just swing at the one directly in front of him.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Oh, damn.
One more... That's another miss. I raised my shield.
And you raised your shield.
Damn. Unlucky.
So...
Swipe.
Swing, swing. Next, it comes to a lock.
Oh, damn. Good thing that not like the frontline people are going at it.
Yeah. So a lock is going to do a power attack on the one directly in front of him there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does he have to... I don't want to jinx it, but like he's have to. Does he have reach?
So the reach rules changed in second edition. So there's no penalty for using a pole arm at a 5 foot reach.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep. That was a one-y thing.
Yep.
It's not the same anymore.
Yeah. Oh. Reach weapons are way cooler.
It's
now.
Just really fucking powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lock got a 17 on the die.
There you go.
For a whopping 27.
Oh, damn.
So he hit pretty hard, and this was power attack, so he's going to go ahead and roll 2d10.
What?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm glad he's on our side.
Yeah.
Wow. Alok hit this thing pretty damn hard, and this is the same one that...
Skull just chomped.
Yeah, that Skull chomped on. So he did a whole... Yeah, he did a whole 10 damage. He actually rolled low and got 10 damage out of it,
wow.
So...
Still.
Yeah.
Still, I mean...
Yeah.
Dead bird.
Please.
Yep, and then...
he said yep. That's good.
That's about all he can do. After that, it comes to the birds.
Ah.
So the one bird that is slowly has taken a few hits, he's going to go ahead and start flapping his wings and gracefully dance in place. Can everyone make me a will save?
What?
Oh, man.
What?
No, I don't want to.
This bird's a paradise shit. Ah, oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a bird of paradise.
Yes. My lowest score in it.
Could be a 22 for Kezra.
Ooh. 22, you're fine.
Expert in will.
That's good.
I'm an expert in will as well, and I got a 12.
Luckily, it wasn't a critical failure, so you're Benson.
15?
15 is a regular failure.
22.
22, that is a regular success.
Yes.
So
actually, would I have to? I would probably have to roll for Skull as well.
Yeah, yeah. I've rolled for Alok as well.
Okay, well let me. Skull got 23.
Skull's fine.
He's a weirdly willful wolf. All right, don't worry about it.
So everyone that failed, including Alok, actually is dazzled.
Ooh.
For four rounds.
Huh. Mm. And dazzled, that's a minus one.
To your AC, right?
So dazzled. Your eyes are overstimulated. Your vision is your only precise sense. All creatures and objects are concealed from you.
Eesh.
Oh, that's worse than it used to be.
It's very worse. Yeah. It's much worse than it used to be.
So you said my sight is my only precise sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have to hit the DC flat check.
Oh, right.
Yep. DC 11 flat check to hit people.
So to hit these things, you got to hit that check.
Gotcha. Damn, Dazzle used to be like a nothing.
Yeah, it was like a first level thing that you did just to get those minuses in. Now it's concealment, which is awesome.
Ugh. Which is like what, a negative last? It was a negative one to attack.
It was like a minus one to perception to attacks.
Yeah,
but
damn.
That's rough.
Yep. Then the other one is going to go ahead and do something called Tail Lash. The creature makes a tail strike against two different creatures within reach. The bird's multiple attack penalty does not increase until it has finished both attacks. So he's going to go and do the one on the northern side in front of Benson. He's going to do two tail slashes against Benson and Kezra.
Two tails.
First one.
I use Redemptive Strike?
It has concealment, though.
It has concealment, so I would think you could do the damage reduction, but you would still have to roll the concealment in order to get the hit off.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
All right. So, first one coming out is going to be a 20 total to hit you, Benson?
Nope.
All right.
Good.
Bounces off the shield.
Bounces off the shield.
Oh, you're so tough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you raised it.
Well, you raised your shield, so your shield will take damage then?
It doesn't matter. My AC is 20. That
oh, right, right. Yeah, it has to be Tracy. You're right. Okay. So it gets a second attack on Kezra for a total of 27.
That's a critical hit.
Oh.
It's always. Always.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing we found out that backstory right before you died.
27. Jesus Christ.
I
found one of these potions.
It's okay. I'm taking four of that away from it.
So take 18 damage.
Oh, 14 damage.
14
Wait,
damage.
Did you make your DC 11 flat check?
Yeah. You do get a free.
Well,
I
thought
I
got the damage reduction for free.
No, yeah, no. You get the damage reduction for free, but you can still get your attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Got you. Okay.
So I got to beat a what?
So roll a flat 11 or higher, and then we'll get to see if you actually get to make a regular attack on it.
Easy.
Yep.
Can do it without a problem. I didn't get it.
Okay. So these vibrant colors start swinging in front of you, and all of a sudden you just can't figure out what the hell's going on. It's like it's like there's just these streaks of color, and then all of a sudden Kezra just gets hit in the chest and is just gaping his side open.
Wouldn't be an episode of DPS if it wasn't Kezra getting fucking crit in the first round of combat.
Don't worry, it's your turn, right?
No.
It's okay, hopefully I'll start rolling crits.
Yeah.
As is tradition now. After the birds, it goes to Adalar.
Okay, so do I have to hit a DC 11 in order to heal Kezra?
No, it's only the creatures that have. Well, actually, hold on, let me.
Yeah, because it said
all creatures and objects.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, you're not making a attack on
I'm
it.
Not, but I am casting a spell at range at a target.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
We'll see.
teacher, weren't you supposed to assign homework today?
Just make it so none of this matters.
All right, 12 on the die. 12
on the die,
we're good.
You can do it.
All right, and I'm going to...
Give me that love.
Give Kezra some sweet, sweet healing for... Oh, yeah. 15. You're fine. You're fine.
Pretty much.
And
got
then,
it back.
Oh, wait, do I have enough?
Yeah, you did get it back.
So. I have one.
Yeah, you get everything
action.
Back. And then one.
Yeah.
Get that extra temporary hit points. What?
It's just Kesher's just full of massive scars.
Just heals
and
off.
And he takes crits.
We call Tim the damage eraser. Only for Kesher, though.
And then I'm going to cast shield on myself, because why not? I got an action.
There you go.
You got actions, just throw around. Got actions laying around everywhere.
I can't hold all these actions. After Adalar, it finally comes to Kezra.
Finally.
Kill him! That one's looking pretty messed up, man.
Kezra does a quick enchantment, and his blue dragon claws appear.
All right.
And then he flies into a rage.
Yeah.
And he swings out and hits the one, the injured one in front of him.
With flanking.
Kezra through. Is now raging.
Love it.
Oh, it was almost a good hit, but not.
Did you roll a concealment?
I don't have concealment.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you passed. You're good.
So, shit. Math. 17?
17 to hit the bird.
That one's flanked.
That one's
it is flanked.
It is flanked, so yes, you do hit.
Yes! Sweet! So that's going to be the claw damage, which is 1d4 plus my damage.
Nice.
So, 6 damage, because I rolled a 1.
Very,
and okay. Then I get 1d6 electricity damage from my claws.
What?
Wow, awesome.
That's cool.
4 lightning damage.
This thing's a little roasted.
You drag your claws across its face, and it dies.
Nice.
As electricity arcs out from its dead body.
You can smell, like, the smell chicken. Just.
So after Kezra, it comes back to the top of the round with Elkwood.
All right. So with one down, Elk is going to actually, as a free action, drop his bow.
Okay.
Draw his sword,
okay.
His Elvish Curved Sword, and move in front of Kezra. And with that, that would be one action to draw, one to move, and last to take a strike.
Got it.
Swing.
You swing at the pretty bird.
Pretty bird.
Ooh, natural 17.
How long were they dazzled for?
4 rounds.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a 17. Oh, plus that. So that's a... Oh, geez, math. 25 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits, yeah.
Yes.
So that... the one thing I'm trying to remember about Hunt Prey is that since it is the same creature, I don't know if that's supposed to carry over.
Oh, because you hunted prey the first one?
Yeah, and even though the second one looks like the same exact creature.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Only because it says when you target a creature, so...
Yeah.
But if there's something that says you fight two of the same thing and it works the same way,
yeah,
then we can do that from now on.
I need to look at that description. Okay. But that's going to be a 1d8 then. Oh, max damage.
Nice.
10. Well, if I had piercing, but that's 10 damage from the Elvish Curved Blade.
Got it. Nice.
That's awesome.
And
yeah, you slashed it for a pretty big hit there.
And draw. So I'm just going to draw, move, hit. And then Sculpt is going to turn his attention to that one.
Do you have to command Sculpt?
I don't know. Since he's right there, I don't think he's just going to sit there. Like, that's the one thing about, like, commanding animal companions I've been reading about. They, like, I commanded to attack the one. But it's not that he's just going to, like, oh, it's dead. And not
I mean, in my opinion, Skull would sit there and like sling it around like a ragdoll. Yeah, like a new toy.
Yep.
So he'd still be on the dead one.
Yeah, he'd still be on the dead one. He's like,
I'm going to have to... Okay, so I wouldn't be able to command him then at that point because I used all my 3 actions.
Well, he's got a new toy, so just let him have his fun. And then
he's just shaking the shit out of it. I mean, he can't get in the flanking position anyway.
Right, so
it's pretty sucks. That's annoying.
Okay, after Elkwood, it comes to Sir Benson.
Make that save of 11 or more, right?
Yep. Make a flat check.
Yep, made it.
Got it.
First swing. Natural 17 on the die, so that's going to be it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, what's the total?
Yeah, what is the total?
24.
Just a regular hit.
Yep. Right. And that is a... That is 8 points of damage.
Ooh. Jeez.
Baller.
Second swing.
Okay.
Nope, that's a miss.
That's a miss.
Raise shield.
Raise shield. And after Sir Benson, it comes to Alok.
He's not at the move.
Like. Can he? Is he within reach with his 10 feet?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, then he's gonna go and swing at it. That's a reach does. Reach is nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was just making sure, like, through people.
All right, so first, remember, he was dazzled, so he needs to make that concealment, which he does not.
Oh no.
So he swings the weapon through all of the colors that you guys see, and it just goes right next to it. You're like, what are you doing? Hit the thing.
I mean, to be fair, only two people, I think. Oh, three.
Yeah, it was Adelar Benson and Alok. So
it's a split.
Yep. After that, it comes to the birds again.
Bird.
Bird is going to go ahead and do his tail lash again, where he gets to strike two creatures within reach. One of them is going to go for... one of the attacks is going to go on Elkwood, though, because you hurt him pretty bad. He didn't really like that.
That's your biff strike.
Bring it!
Oh, thank you.
Since I succeeded this round, do I have to do another one?
Yeah, it should be per round.
It per round or per attack for concealment?
If it's per attack, I would have had to make two.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Let's make it per round, so you should be good now, just for clarity's sake. So first, let's go ahead and resolve this. How's the 28 sit you there, Elk?
28. Not a crit.
Not a crit?
Ooh.
Wow.
19 AC.
Good for you. So it was almost a crit.
Yes, very close.
you do take 10 damage, though.
He takes 6 damage.
Oh. Well, thank you, Benson.
And I rolled a 19.
19 does hit.
Take it
out. Love this ability. That's 9 points of damage.
And you kill it.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
Comes down on Elkwood, and I just smash it in the face with my shield, and I just drive my sword right into the thing's chest.
Yep, and it goes.
Good one, Benson.
So you two mercilessly killed these beautiful, beautiful birds.
Oh,
don't feel bad.
Like the monsters that you are.
This belonged in a zoo.
Actually, Elkwood, can you make me... you want to go ahead and identify these creatures?
Nature check.
Yep, go into recall knowledge for nature.
Okay. 18?
You just hit it, actually.
Ooh.
These are called emperor birds.
Oh.
The emperor bird is a native to the jungles of the Mwangi Expanse.
What?
And known for its brilliant plumage and innate magic.
Oh.
While it usually feeds on lizards, big insects, and other small creatures, the emperor bird is highly territorial and not afraid to attack larger prey, such as yourselves. Its beak resembling that much of a smaller peafowl, it is exceptionally sharp, but its deadliest weapon is its tail. The long whip-like blades of bone hidden among its tail feathers are a nasty surprise for any predator trying to sneak up on the bird. Hmm. So, with that, I gave you the name. The one thing that it did was called Dazzling Display. The Emperor Bird flaps its mesmerizing wings. Each creature within a 15 feet that can see the Emperor Bird must attempt a will save.
Okay.
So, because you guys have regularly failed, you just got dazzled. Had it been a critical failure, it would have been confused for 1d4 rounds.
What was the save on it?
You don't know that.
I was just thinking, like, what was...
Yeah.
Since we passed, like,
I rolled
22.
And I failed.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah, it was a high will save. I'll tell you that it was a pretty crazy high will save.
So you relay this information to the group Elkwood.
Yeah, so it was an emperor bird.
Yeah, emperor bird.
The emperor. It was an emperor bird. These belong to the Mwangi Expanse. It's kind of strange that they're down underneath Hell Knight Hill.
I think I've seen these things in captivity before back home.
But what would bring them? Down here, I mean...
Do the bumble brashers know of these birds?
I mean, if they've been in captivity here, then they...
Helga! Shout down the hallway.
What?
There's giant birds! They're very colorful. Do you know anything about this?
No!
Well, that's all.
Useful. She knows nothing. But it's still rather strange that there's, you know, these type of creatures down here.
Indeed. Either they were kept by the cultists, or they have found another way inside.
Huh. They're not the answer to our question, so let's just press on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I call them Caesar, because that's a dead emperor.
Oh!
Boo.
I'm proud of myself.
Could have pronounced it the other. Kaiser.
Kaiser.
So, you guys have... you can walk through this hallway, and you can tell there's a few... shoot-offs from this main hallway. What way do you want to go? There's a few ways to the north, to the south. There's a big door to the east you guys could eventually go through.
Can we,
how do you want to proceed?
Perception check down
the
hallway.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Like, see if we hear anything strange.
It is ominously quiet in this hallway.
But if we, like, lead to a different hallway, like, do we hear scrapings of something, like... Like, if we wind up at the very head of this, like, can we hear...
Down that way? No, you don't hear anything down that way.
So, to the left, is that to the west or the east?
So, that way is north.
Oh, north, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, didn't Helga say that the bear was to the north?
Yeah, so if you guys go left, you'll be heading north, and then that is where Helba said that
north of
the
bubble. So this is north?
Yes.
Oh.
So I kind of nudge Benson to the north and say, down there, I think, is the bear. Do we want to deal with that now or later?
I see no reason to deal with it now.
No.
All right. But I'm just saying that the bear is only going to get hungrier.
Well, we drag the bodies of the birds, like, down the hallway.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
here's some pretty chicken.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I search the birds.
Plumage. You can take the plumage, put on your cape or something.
Yeah. If you find sharp bones in its tail feathers.
You're like, oh, cool.
So we're gonna, quills. I actually like the idea of dragging the chickens down there.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We'll
just
it
in case. You know,
Benson, I will grab one.
Yeah, let's go listen at the door.
Okay.
Because so they're large.
You go to the first door on your left there.
Yep.
All right.
Elk picks up his bow again. So.
So you listen at the door. You don't seem to hear anything.
Which one are we listening to? That one? Or that one?
Yeah, we went.
Does the door look barricaded?
No, this one does not look barricaded. It looks like a regular old but
bear room.
Functional door.
Yeah, well, they said that they fed it through the door.
Well, didn't they say they barred the door?
They said they barricaded.
So this wasn't...
This probably isn't the door.
This isn't the one.
Elk. I think... I'd like to take a stealthy approach here. Would you like to take the
stealth? Oh boy.
Character development.
I mean, after getting hit with that crit, I guess that didn't help.
Hey, we all learn at our own pace. Kesra's just 45 and realizes that things hurt him.
My AC is so low. Yeah, he's going to stealth up to the door.
Okay.
So roll stealth. One. Twenty for stealth. Just creeping up to the door, like at the door now.
I was saying open the door. We're at the door.
Oh, we're at the door. Okay.
Yeah, I was
20 for stealth and opening the door then.
Got it.
Or perception first. Just to hear anything on the other side.
You didn't hear anything on the other side, and there was a stealth. There was a 20 to open the door stealthily.
Yes.
So you open the door.
It creaks.
It's narrow hallways. Got me anxious.
Shit.
So you open the door and you see...
This looks like...
A B6.
A broken bed frame, splintered drawers, and smashed desk mark this chamber as a long-abandoned bedroom. Greasy tents and moldy piles of cloth reveal that someone had recently been squatting here. You assume it's these frogmen that are now attacking you. Go ahead and roll me initiative.
Oh, shit.
This hallway.
Frog people.
Frog
people.
Damn.
It's a little better.
All right.
I got Adelaar got a 25.
I was pointing at you for music, but...
Oh.
Oh. Play some frog fighting music.
Yeah, where's that swamp battle music?
Kezra got battle a stage. 17.
17. You said you got a 25 there, Adelar?
Yeah.
All right. Damn.
Yes.
Acceleration.
Sir Benson.
I also got a 25. I rolled a natural 20.
25. Which one of you wants to go first?
I'll go first.
The natural 20 man.
Natural 20 man. That does make sense. And Elkwood.
rolled a 10.
10.
And you're in first in line.
Yeah, boy.
So, first we're going to go with their surprise round.
How many?
They're two.
Oh, well.
We got it, Jake.
Which is easy for you.
It's like, I have figures. Oh.
They're all the way in the back of the room.
Oh. There's a chance.
Yes.
So, both of them throw javelins at you for a surprise round.
Oh, God.
So, who's right there in front?
Me. That's Elk.
That's me.
How's a 18?
Miss. Oh, would I be flat-footed?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that hits.
All right. 10 damage.
Ouch. That actually hurt.
As the javelin comes soaring through the air and hits you in your leg. Like Ace Ventura.
It's in the bone. It's in the bone.
And the other one gets a 10 to hit, so that one does not hit you. But now we're going to go to the top of the round as they get their surprise round off with Sir Benson.
All right, well, I'm moving straight through your square.
Okay.
All right.
No, I got this. Don't worry.
It's just a spear in the leg. It's fine.
The bones stop the javelin.
Can I reach that one from here?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, then I can swing at the first one.
There we go.
So movement and swing. That's not going to hit, so I raise my shield.
Okay. After Sir Benson goes up and swings with a miss, it comes to Adelar.
All right, so Adelar is going to move up 5, 10, 15 feet, which puts him just in range to use Forbidding Ward on Benson and the creature right in front of him. So for those of you who do not know, Forbidding Ward gives the target a +1 status bonus to armor class, and saving throws against the target of the target enemy. So the enemy is the one right in front of him.
Cool.
So you get a little boost to your AC.
Very nice. Right.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And that'll end his turn.
All right. After Adelar, it's Kezra's turn.
So Kezra, now more difficult to move into the room.
Because of Tim.
We'll move just inside the room, and he will cast Electric Arc, so they both will roll me reflex saves.
All right. Not their best, so we'll see. Actually, it's their worst. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go.
First one got a 21.
Yep, he's good.
Second one got an 11.
All right, he fails.
All right. I'll give you one.
He takes 6 electricity damage.
What?
Look at that.
That's awesome.
Dope.
As he goes, kick.
Yep.
Is the one who passed the half damage, or...?
No.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, it's either Feast or Famine.
Mm. Oh, it's a cantrip, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different spells.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Because there goes up and shocks one of them, it comes to... Actually, because they got a surprise round, they actually go at the top, so I'll go ahead and move them up here, in which case it falls to Oakwood.
What about... Oh, wow. Okay, so I rolled faster than a lock?
A lock rolled absolute shit, yeah.
Oh, wow. Beat you. He is going to... He's actually really pissed that he just got hit. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, you sons of bitches. And just, like, he's all hunt prey. The one that is being hit so far. The one in the furthest way in the corner.
Okay, so the one that got arced.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and Hunt Prey has one action because he can see it from...
Oh God.
Play it where it lies.
D20. damn it. That is a 12 to hit.
12 does not hit.
Okay, and he's just on go and just try to shoot again.
Okay.
Because he is angry right now. That misses too.
Okay. Elkwood swinging and or shooting and missing. Yep. Then it comes to Alok's turn.
Clearly weren't angry enough.
Not angry enough with
your bow. I don't have rage.
With your bow.
I'm not raging.
So Alok can move. Okay, what's your speed? 20 feet.
Ouch.
God, with your stupid full plate.
your stupid defense.
Yeah, so he can move 20 feet. So with two strides, will that get him up there? Can you let
it
me know?
It should.
Well, it'll be double for those two squares.
Oh, then no. All
right, move him up however far he can get with 20 feet.
I mean, that's range.
Wait, oh yeah, he has reach. That's range.
All right, there we go then. So he goes up right behind Benson, and he swings his halberd out from just next to you.
Narrowly missing Benson.
Yeah, just almost cut your ear off. He's going to go ahead and swing with a 7 on the die. He does not do it. No, he just barely makes it, actually. Barely makes it with the halberd.
Oh, that's right. His two hit is actually
very high.
Yeah, well, he's a fighter, so. Yeah. all right, so he's gonna roll some damage here with the halberd. Not much damage. He nicks the he nicks this frogman, but he managed to deal some damage. So now it comes to. Now it comes to their turn, because they had the surprise round earlier.
And remember, John, the one right in front of you, you have a +1 AC bonus to, but the other one you do not.
Yes.
All right.
So the one in the back is actually going to do something pretty interesting here. He's going to take an action, and he's going to croak very loudly. And everyone make me a will save. Everyone within 30 feet make me a will save.
So stop. The one in the back that got electric arced?
Yeah.
I do not then.
Okay, so everyone but Adelar.
Oh.
Baby, a triple.
All right, around the table, Kezzer?
That was a natural 20.
Not 20!
You're fine.
26 total. <It matters.
laughs> okay, So wait, what's your total actually? Because that might matter.
26.
26.
It might matter. Oh shit.
So you didn't critically succeed, but you do succeed.
Okay.
Adler did not have to. Benson.
Flat 20. Adjusted 20.
So you succeed. Elk.
14.
14. You fail.
Yeah.
And Alok did succeed. So only Elk is now frightened 1.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
As this croak rumbles out, it sends a shiver up your spine.
Imagine just the wound just exasperates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, oh. You're like terrified by these massive frogmen.
But at least, and plus I'm hurting actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good thing to point out. Yeah,
just didn't heal from last combat. So.
Yep. And he's also going to try to. He sticks his tongue out at Benson.
Ew.
The frogman that just croaked, and now he's going to try to stick his tongue out and hit you with his tongue.
Ew.
Gross.
Come on, let's go.
It's grody.
Does a 22.
Yes.
Okay, you are grabbed.
Oh shit!
As his tongue hits you in your chest, and you cannot rip it off.
Ah. Yeah. Even with the +1.
No. So it's. And besides, you get it on this one. This is the one that's tagging me.
Yeah, that's the one that croaked.
He said it was the one that croaked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bald. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Reaction economy.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It still hit me.
Yeah. But, so you are now grabbed. If the creature hits someone with his tongue, the creature is grabbed. Unlike normal grab, you are not immobilized, but you can't move beyond the reach of this creature now.
Okay.
You can hit. You can slash at the tongue. It has its own AC and HP, everything like that. So do think about that. Grabbed, you are held in place by another creature, giving you the flat-footed condition. Normally you'd be immobilized, but not in this case. If you attempt to manipulate, and if you attempt to manipulate action while grabbed, you must succeed at a DC 5 flat check, or you lose whatever you're trying to manipulate. So you are flat-footed while you are grabbed. And for his last action, he doesn't have a javelin anymore because he threw it.
It's dumbass. Right here.
he'll just go and take a step up. Let's go ahead and move him 5 feet up. So him and his buddy are right next to each other. No, he wants to be in melee with you. Yeah, there we go. All right, this one, the other one though, the one that has been fine so far, he's going to go ahead and take a few club swings at Benson here.
But now he's flat-footed.
Right. He is flat-footed. How's a 19?
Nope.
Okay. How's a 18?
Flat-footed is minus 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still fine.
Okay. So then an 18 doesn't hit you. And a 12 doesn't hit you.
Nope.
So this frogman, while you're grabbed, he starts swinging his club at you, and you just tongue. Doesn't get through any of it. Yeah,
that would have hit me if Tim didn't do his thing.
Yeah.
So the first strike, you see a mystical force slowly deflect the club away.
Well, golden light.
Yeah. All right, that was their turn. So now it comes to Benson.
I'm cutting his tongue off.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I ain't got time for this bullshit.
I can suffer.
15 on the die for 22.
That does hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Minimum damage, 4.
You slash his tongue off.
Oh, bitch. Now I'm going to attack the one that croaked.
Well, that was the one that croaked, right?
Yeah, that was the same one, yeah.
I'm going to attack the one that Tim did his thing on.
Okay, gotcha.
Nope, that's not going to hit. 13.
Yeah, 13 does not hit.
Raise shield.
Aw.
All right. After Benson, it comes to Adelar.
All right, so the one who got his tongue cut off, I'm not going to give him a break. And I'm going to cast a little spell called Daze. So make me a will save.
Oh, I'm going to make a will save this time.
Yes.
Oh, no.
18.
Ah.
I did.
He's all right.
they are willful creatures.
I'm not asking to wind back the clock, but would have 16 have hit?
No.
Okay.
And then with my last action, I'm going to sustain the Forbidding Ward so that Benson still gets the little boosts, I say.
Abadar, please continue to protect Benson.
Appreciate you.
Very, very nice.
A rain of money just surrounds you.
It's like hail.
Ow!
After that, it comes to Kezra's turn.
So now that beautiful little croaking thing moved within my range, I'm going to do my combo. I'm going to stab it with a spear.
Wombo combo.
I probably missed with the spear. Yes. But they both roll reflex saves as I electric arc them now.
All right. Your electric arc was pretty useful the first time.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
First one got a 19.
Yep, he's good.
Second one got a 10.
He fails again.
Oh. Wow, the same one keeps failing. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, just cut his bitch tongue.
He takes another...
So when you cut the...
He takes only 4 damage this time.
Okay.
Minimum on the d4.
Got it.
When you cut his tongue off, does that, like, hit him as well, or is it, like, the tongue is...
No, the tongue has its own AC and HP.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yep.
It's like its own separate entity inside of him.
Yeah, it's, you know, they had to, because everyone asks when they get grabbed by a frog creature, can I cut the tongue off? So they had to give it its own AC, HP, they had to give it its own rules.
Every time that question comes up.
Yeah,
every
single
time.
Every single time. Okay, after Kezra, it comes to Elk.
So I have a question on Frightened. That makes sure that my penalties, I take a 1.
Yeah, it's like a 1 to everything.
If it was frightened 1, then it's minus 1 to everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So
DCs, checks, attacks.
Okay, so it's not like I have to run like, like what
no.
The okay,
right,
cool.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
Yeah, it's just a status penalty equal to the value to all your checks and DCs.
Okay, so that's still fine. I can still hit this.
Yeah, that actually won't affect you then.
Yeah.
Really.
I can still hit this bastard.
Yep.
Same one, that one that I hunted prey last time. I'm going to use one of my new skills of Hunted Shot.
Ooh.
And you just hear the creaking of the bowstring as I line this shot up. And... Okay. Oh, that would be a 10. What's that? 20 to hit.
20 definitely hits, yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yes. And plus he's hunted prey, so that means he gets first time a hit, so that means he gets piercing as well.
Mm. Oh, all the precision damage, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, except I'm probably rolling shit right now. 8 damage.
8 damage, not bad.
With an arrow flying through, and then he will use his last action to call Skull to attack, or like run forward to attack these hideous little creatures. Gotcha. He has 40 feet of movement. So... Is that each one of those 10 or 5? Whatever.
Going through people is extra.
Ah.
So it's double.
Yeah, he can get to there.
20 feet, yeah.
So that's...
So he'd use both his movements to get up in the fray then?
He's not the one to get right up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not get right there, at least.
Skull runs through everyone's legs and comes up, and he is now ready to attack, but that was the end of his turn.
Could he move him behind the other one? Or would his movement be done?
I don't... You think he can make it?
Yeah, so he's now flanking one.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Elk, your frightened condition goes away now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it was only frightened one, so... after Elkwood, it goes back to Alok at the bottom of the round. Alok, hit some more, buddy. Hit some more, maybe hit harder.
just hit harder.
16 on the die, he totally hits. Let's go ahead and roll some damage here. That was a power attack, by the way, so it's going to be 2d10. He hits for he rolls really bad on the second d10 every time. So 11 damage to that one right in front of Benson there.
Power attack my ass.
Yeah, right. you would think rolling 2d10 would hit pretty hard, but he's just been rolling pretty bad on the damage side. After Alok's turn, it comes back to their turn. They're done. Well, one definitely can't use his tongue anymore, so that's something.
the other tongue. Come on.
The other one saw that it was pretty ineffective, so they're just going to start swinging clubs. Benson, they're both going for you.
Bob and weave, bro.
28.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
God damn.
That is not critical.
Not crit. Okay, just a regular hit then for 12 damage.
Ow.
All right.
Yeah, this club hurts.
Yeah.
What the hell kind of club is it? I have nails in it?
How are you looking, Benson?
I'm all right.
All right. All right.
For now.
Second attack is a 16.
Nope.
Okay. Third attack, natural 1.
Ooh.
All right. The other frogman is going to start swinging out with his club at Sir Benson. 14.
Nope.
11.
Nope.
8.
Ah, that hits.
Wow, that's so weird.
Hit the magic number.
Yeah. Magic
it's like
number.
Crazy 8s, yeah. But D&D.
Yeah, but D&D.
Six swings and no natural 20s. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was sweating there for a second.
So, I do have a question. I guess I know that natural 1s don't really do anything unless someone has a reactive, I guess, to counter that?
If there is an ability, then yeah. And as far as I know, they're just absolute misses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, until we get the critical fumble deck from Paizo.
I thought it was like...
Everything will be fine.
Yeah, I thought it was like something certain classes could take advantage, like fighters, like have attacks of opportunity for it, or...
Fighters just get attack of opportunity with like movement.
Oh, okay.
Like that,
okay.
So,
I thought it was like dealt with crits as well.
So Benson just gets hit hard, and then he's just batting maces away with his shield.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The first one you took to the face, and then after that you just huddle behind your massive steel shield and just ting, 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 ting. All right, well, it is your turn, Sir Besson.
Swinging at the one right in front of me.
Okay.
Please, for the love of God,
is this the tongueless one or the one that is not tongueless?
Not tongueless.
Not tongueless, got it.
That's going to be a hit with a 23.
23 hits, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This one took a few hits from a lock, too, so this one's kind of get worn down.
10 damage.
Wow. All right.
Nice.
Okay. You going to go again?
Yeah, I'm going
again. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's a mess.
Okay.
Raising the shield.
Yeah, raising the shield.
Oh, man.
Hello. Adalar.
Question is whether to get to be bold or not.
When has that ever gone wrong?
Every time.
Literally every time.
All right, well, I'm gonna cast another daze on the guy who lost his tongue.
Daze. Okay.
So roll me that will save.
Another will there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Oh, that's a fail.
That is a fail.
Ooh.
All right.
What happens?
You take 3 points of damage.
Oh, what?
Yeah, wait. Mental damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
If he critically fails, that's when the fun begins.
Oh, okay. So you cast this and you see him just go.
Brain freeze. Oh.
And then I continue my prayer to Abadar to protect Benson against the frog that does have the tongue.
Got it.
The tongue to frog.
The tongue to frog.
The tongue to frog. Not the tongue-less frog. Okay. So, after Adalara comes to Kezra.
Kezra's going to keep going with this combo.
Oh, yeah.
Same goddamn roll as the first one. So, go ahead and roll a
reflex. First one, 10.
Yeah, oh, he takes some damage. So.
Second one, 11.
They both fail.
They both fail. Wow.
Yes. Max damage. Nope. 6 damage, though, to each of them. Lightning.
Okay, so you kill the one in front of Benson.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
And the other one takes a pretty nasty hit. He's not looking too great now.
Which one? The tongueless one died?
The tongueless one is still up. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
The lightning channels out of my hand and just arcs between the two of them. Just the one goes frying down.
Very nice. So, yeah, you shock one of them, and he falls to the ground, and then he lays still. And then it comes to Elkwood.
All right. He is from
no longer frightened.
No. So he is still rightly pissed, but he's now just like the last ones left. He's like, all right, he's going to go for another hunted shot. That's two actions.
Got him. You've got him.
I got to. Ooh, 15 on the die.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That's like a 20. Four.
Yeah, that'll hit. Yep.
Because I that piercing, of course. Fucking min on the freaking d8.
Oh.
Oh my god! Minimum damage.
Oh man.
2 points of damage.
Oh no.
So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, and so his action is actually he's like he's already there and he's ready to go. He's just gonna shoot again.
Oh okay.
He'll take a knight. Oh, shit. D20. God, I got ahead of myself for a moment. That would be a... minus 4, so... sorry, I don't math. 16 to hit?
You barely miss.
Barely.
He is flat-footed.
Well, I'm not...
Oh, but he's being flanked right, so that does hit, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yay!
Look at that!
4 points of damage.
Yeah.
As an arrow just
there we go.
Goes right into a side.
See, taking that last action to attack actually paid off.
Yeah, right. And Skolt is going to go for a chomp right on his frog leg.
Yes, okay. Delicacy.
Frog legs are delicious. They're very tasty.
Never had them.
They taste kind of like chicken.
Freaking natural one.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
So he's going to bite again
because... Yeah.
There's no penalty, I guess. That would be a plus 8. That negative 4, though. 16?
16 does not hit.
Mm.
Even though he's flanking.
Yeah. Sorry. I keep looking at the AC here. It does hit, yeah.
Good. Okay.
So it's a 1d8. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
8 damage. 8 points of damage.
Wow. Dude, Skull.
He just bites right into his leg, but can't trip him.
You can't trip, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was trying to hit that first one.
Well, that was good.
I can trip.
Tim, get out.
No.
After Elkwood, it comes to Alok's turn. Alok, you got it in the bag, buddy. You can do it.
First thing I thought you were going to say, a lock turns on all of them.
I am the leader of the frogmen.
He misses with the first attack.
Damn.
And he took a wild swing with his... He tried to do power attack, which takes 2 actions. Mm-hmm. So his last one, he rolled a natural 4 on, so he definitely didn't hit that time. Yeah, Alok's intimidated by Benson, honestly. He's like, you know, he's nervous. He's like, you know, he's heard about this great guy with this devil killing ability. He's like, he's nervous. He's nervous.
I haven't done anything this fight.
Benson, you're my hero. I'm just so scared.
You've been parrying those clubs like crazy.
That's true. The shield's
you're
been pulling
work.
Through.
Except for the one that hit you right in the face.
Yeah. That hurt.
Well,
a lot.
Had it at his neck, and he happened to be doing a vertical hit.
Yeah.
And so it just clunk.
Oh.
All right, it comes to the frogman's turn. He doesn't have much left. He's fighting to the death here. Except he turns on the wolf.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh.
Oh no, that makes sense. He did more damage.
But it can't hit the shiny paladin.
But
can't
hit
dog. What your eyes can't see. Bitch.
I can hit the dog though. You know.
Wow, with a 12.
Yeah, he missed.
With a 16.
Miss.
With a 15.
Miss.
Son of a bitch.
AC 17.
Dude, my rolls were going 2 with a full attack, 11 with the minus 5, and then 15 with the minus 10. It went backwards.
Suck it, DM. Suck it in your monster.
He's just juking, man.
Yeah, well. All right, after the frogman turns around and tries to swing at the wolf just
not
swerve,
having any of that
swerve,
shit.
Swerve. Benson.
I'm going to stab this thing in the back.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Does a 10 hit?
Nope.
Oh.
But he's angry right now.
17.
17 because he's flanked, yes.
Yes. Finish you.
That's max damage. Yes, that's 11 damage.
He dies.
Yes!
He had 5 left.
All right.
Die, scum.
Goes down.
Piece of vile filth.
And he's don't walk over with the javelin and just stab it in the chest. Just angrily.
Just
die.
Don't turn your back on me.
Yeah, but alright. So we killed frog people.
We're gonna search this room.
Yeah. Killed
yes.
the frog people.
Stinky moldy room.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna search the frog people.
So as Elk went over to finish off this frog person.
It explodes.
He yes. croaks out something that sounds like Doc will kill all, and he dies.
What?
Dark Bill? What?
The Hawk will kill all.
The Hawk?
The Hawk.
Can I roll a Lore Dragons on the Hawk?
Yes.
What?
Or religion.
Wait, religion?
Religion.
I got religion.
I got that.
Oh, yeah, Kezra. Mm. That's the shit. Mm. That, 20.
22 for religion. 20.
Wait, everyone got above 20?
Oh.
John, I got 20.
I'm not.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
Some people got a natural one.
Oh, okay. So
I'm not trained in it, so.
Everyone above a 20, you actually notice on his shoulder pad, he has a religious sort of symbol on it. You recognize it as an unusual symbol sometimes associated with the cult of Dahak, the god of evil dragons.
Oh.
His more well-known symbol is that of a falling burning scale. But this successful check confirms that these guys worship some evil dragon deity.
Oh Jesus.
What?
Oh yeah.
Things just got more complicated.
Yeah, and I'll see you guys next time.
Oh shit.